Simon & Schuster Audio presents Byline, selected articles and dispatches of four decades by Ernest Hemingway, read by Campbell Scott. Hemingway needs no introduction. Ernest Hemingway, the best-known writer of his generation, needs no introduction to readers today. But this volume, made up of less than one-third of the identifiable prose he wrote for newspapers and magazines between 1920 and 1956, does need a few words of explanation. Early in his career, sometime before 1931, Hemingway wrote to his bibliographer, Lewis Henry Cohn, that the newspaper stuff I have written has nothing to do with the other writing, which is entirely apart. The first right that a man writing has is the choice of what he will publish. If you have made your living as a newspaperman, learning your trade, writing against deadlines, writing to make stuff timely rather than permanent, no one has any right to dig this stuff up and use it against the stuff you have written to write the best you can. This is a perfectly reasonable attitude for a novelist or creative writer to take in distinguishing between his fictional and his newspaper reporting. Yet in his more than 40 years of writing, not only did Hemingway use the very same material for both news accounts and short stories, he took pieces he first filed with magazines and newspapers and published them with virtually no change in his own books as short stories.